Well, I'm glad to hear you're feeling much better, but probably not even half as glad as the board is. Oh, nothing. I'm just thinking out loud. It's a bad habit of mine, so don't mind me. Because today, we're not really here to talk about me, of course. Today, we're here to go over some things regarding our guest of honor. That's you, by the way. And your unforeseen extended stay here. Bear with me for a second, okay? I need to make sure that I log all of this properly, or else the big bad board won't be very happy with either of us. And we really don't want that. Sorry for the stiff meeting room ambience. It smells so sterile in here. Gives me the creeps. Maybe that's just me, though. Oh no, trust me. I asked if we could do this in your room or something, but they insisted that I keep this professional for, well, reasons that you'll see. And thanks to procedures, I had the pleasure of talking to that grumpy old librarian into lending me a key to one of these meeting rooms. Yeah, they're normally reserved for studying or group projects, but it'll have to do today. Yeah, it all worked out, so it's no problem. But let me tell you, the academia has been breathing down my neck, telling me to get this friendly little meeting with you done. But you being sick did end up pushing things a little behind schedule. Oh, I hope you don't misunderstand me. It's not that I blame you or anything. I personally don't mind at all. I mean, I would say I haven't the slightest interest in, you know, this. But that might come off as rude, right? Yeah. You doing all right there? You sure? You look so stiff. I mean, I guess that's partially because of this room, but lighten up a little. I'm not gonna hurt you. Unless you want me to. A little. I'm joking. Seriously, though. I am just the messenger. So, any complaints that you have, that's not really with me. That's with the board above me. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I totally forgot to introduce myself while I was trying to organize and get these damn documents out. Yeah, my name's Silas. And you are? Right. I already know your name, though. Anyway, pleasantries aside, here we go. I think this should be, yeah, everything. This is going to get a little bit boring, so bear with me, okay? Good. So, today, you have been called in here because the academia requires all enrolled students to declare a field of study if they are to remain students and receive proper housing aid and other assistance. some pretentious crap about traditions and advancement of science. Yeah. Just keeps going on about that for a few more pages. Anyway. Well, to put this into regular people's terms, the academia board needs you to tell them what you're planning to study and to declare it soon. Otherwise, they're gonna kick you out onto the streets. I know, right? Sounds a little harsh, but that's how things are done in Calicia. What about the agreed-upon living arrangements to make up for bringing you here? Well, I'm not the board, but from my understanding, they promised housing in exchange for your enrollment into the academia. But they did not exactly specify what being a student here means. Of course, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't really like them, between you and me. But they're not completely heartless. They've given you, well, in their opinion, a reasonable grace period on account of you being dropped into our world and being trapped here. But, unluckily for you, they've decided that you've had enough time to adjust and now it's time to, in a sense, pay up and make some choices and finally get into the game with the rest of us students. And declaring a field of study and specializing is one of the inevitabilities of being a student here. It comes pretty early on, actually. Oh no, don't worry. I know it sounds like a really big commitment, but, well, actually, I guess it sort of is. Because basically, 99% of students are locked into whatever they choose. So, there is that. But, well, I guess there's no buts. You better make sure it's something that you like somewhat, at least. So, it's not as scary as it sounds. You really only get to start learning all the fun stuff once you specialize anyway. Yeah, it's not the end of the world, I promise. Well, yeah, you just got to this world, but you get it, right? So, my cute little junior, are you ready to make some choices? It doesn't sound like you have much of a choice. Yeah, that's the spirit. That is exactly what I expected, and basically how we've all felt when we had to decide on our specialization. What do specializations mean? Oh, of course. I was just getting to that. So, you might not have noticed yet, since you've only been enrolled in a few introductory courses thus far, from what I see. But most, if not all, students have a specialization or focus in terms of the type of magic that they're here to study, learn, and devote their time to research. Yes, you have to, because there are simply not enough resources to teach you everything you want. And besides, even if there were, it would take several lifetimes, at minimum, to learn everything. At least that is with our own current understanding of magic. And besides, Who would want to study for that long? Plus, the academia isn't too shy in letting us know that they're not exactly running a charity here. Well, maybe they were at first with you, because they didn't want to overload your mind, but yeah, I'm sure you had enough things, enough shocks going on in your head, stressing you out when you first got here. But even so, this is a school and city that is solely focused on researching magic. Huh? You want the short and sweet of all this? Okay. For you. Just for you. Okay. My cute little junior. What analogy can I use? Right. Okay. Let's say the academia is a giant ice cream company. You following along? It's a giant ice cream company. That's a very big one. And it's a very big goal is to make every single possible flavor of ice cream in the world. All right? Now, obviously, the ice cream is magic. You got that part, right? Good. And we students are the workers, or I guess lab researchers. And our job is to come up with not only new flavors of ice cream, but also to improve upon existing flavors until we have discovered all the flavors that there are to be tasted and reached the pinnacle of deliciousness, in a sense, for every last one of them. Yeah, makes sense? All right. Right. And yeah, exactly. Different types of magic are basically all the different flavors. For example, your friend Knox. Don't ask how I know that. Take that up with the academia. Actually, don't do that, because if you tell them that, I'm going to say I don't know what you're talking about. But, for example, your buddy Knox, his specialization is electricity and all phenomena related to that. And you're already aware that despite his good nature, he is still ranked number two. So he's made, obviously, many, many advances in the electricity flavored ice cream, if you will. And everything that he discovers, of course, he'll have noted down and submitted to the academia to be verified. And at the end, if all goes well, added to the curriculum so that future students who wish to specialize in electricity flavored ice cream can use his notes and quickly get back to where he had left off and continue to improve based off his own findings on the ice cream. Makes sense? Yeah, so it's like a very long race where one person discovers something, based off everything they have learned, and then they pass the baton on to someone else who continues on with the research and continues refining and perfecting whatever field of magic that it happens to be. Yes? Yeah, there are many, many more details, but I won't bore you with all of that since it's not really relevant to what you have to do. Oh, that was a lot, but hopefully my ice cream analogy helped you a bit, yes? I mean, I thought it was pretty good, so good. As expected, my little junior is picking things up so quickly. Now, here you go. This is the packet for you. Unfortunately, I couldn't get you the actual brochure, so I had to print some stuff out instead. But you'll find some of the most common. Let's see here. Specializations that we have to choose from. And if you keep going to the back, you'll find some of the less common ones. No, that doesn't mean... how do I put this? It doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad per se, but just that people haven't really looked into the flavor, if you will. But hey, maybe you can be the first one for some of these, one of these actually. Yeah, so the more common ones, let's go back to the beginning here. So the more common ones that most people specialize that you'll see is here, electromagnetism or electricity. And then there's telekinesis, telepathy. And then these four are like elemental stuff. There's fire, water, earth, wind, you know, all that good stuff. Basic elements. And down here there's also spatial magic. So that would be like teleportation, but between you and me, I would not recommend that unless you really, and I mean like you really love math. And here's shape-shifting. I guess if you're into that, I won't really judge you if that's what you're into. And so on. There's also a description for each of them. All this good stuff here. All of them have this little paragraph to describe basically what you're going to be getting yourself into. And... What they say is what you're expected to learn and research. But basically, I would take this more as a warning. Look for things that you might not be too keen on. And yeah, compared to the other ones here. So... this is yours to keep. And, questions? Yeah. My specialization? No. You don't get to ask someone that right off the bat. It's okay. You'll find out later. A little bit of mystery is nice, isn't it? Anyway, that's about it for today. I think that's enough of a lecture for you. Because you have other classes to go to still, right? Yeah, no pressure. Have a look over all those papers I gave you, and maybe ask some of your buddies about their fields and how they feel about it. I don't know. The academia says to give you about, let's see, from today, 2 weeks. So text me or give me a call whenever you've decided. Otherwise, I don't want to scare you, but the academia is probably just going to roll a dice and you'll be stuck with whatever you end up landing on, okay? So maybe that's some motivation for you. Who knows? Psst. All right. I think that's about it. And I got to get going before I'm late for another meeting. No, it's not like you at all. You're literally the only person who we've had drop in from another world. So, lucky you. All right. Okay. Sign us off. Meeting and time is at... Okay. Here we go. I'll see you around. Oh, I know we will. Believe me, I did not sign up for this, but that's okay.